This is GQDN for Friday, December the 2nd, 2022. And yes, it's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Nah, I don't cry on my birthday unless something happens. Anyway, in today's news, we have EA's teasing. More teasing from Jeff Keighley. And EA Games teasing as well. But today, we start with an update. And we do have quite a few updates in today's show. That includes one from IGN. And they did put an update as to Nintendo's full statement over the Smash World Tour cancellation. Now, we begin this. Well, okay, this is what Nintendo said. Quote, decision was solely based on our assessment of protocols submitted by the Smash World Tour and our evaluation of their unlicensed activities. Any partner that we grant a license to has to meet high standards we require when it comes to the health and safety of our fans. It is also important that a partner adheres to brand and IP guidelines and conducts itself according to professional and organizational best practices. We use the same approach to independently assess all partners. If we discover that a partner is doing something inappropriate, we will work to correct it. Smash World Tour did post in a tweet, the upcoming Smash World Tour Championships and the entirety of 2023 Smash World Tour must be canceled. And that's at Smash World Tour, including with the link to their side of the story. Now, Nintendo did continue on with its quote, we are open to partnering with other organizations and will continue to offer licenses for major tournaments outside of the Panda Cup. Panda Global will continue to be a key partner and we look forward to receiving proposals from other groups for tournament licenses. In the meantime, Panda continues to advocate on behalf of the Super Smash Bros. Community, even the point that Panda has advocated for other organizations and tournaments to work with Nintendo, such as the Big House and the organizations of Smash World Tour to benefit larger Super Smash Bros. Community. Okay, now we go to Blizzard Watch because they are saying that there's a way to pick up last season's heroes and all the heroes are in the store. So you could be looking to pay maybe $20 in the shop, maybe $30 in the shop. So it'll be in the Overwatch shop in game. Free to play, y'all. Now we go to Kotaku and we get back to Nintendo. Because Nintendo has finally recognized Pokemon has bugs. In fact, they did say in a statement, we are aware that players may encounter issues that affects the game's performance. Our goal is always to give players a positive experience with our games, and we apologize for the inconvenience. We take feedback from players seriously and are working on improvements to the games. Now, the last fix was about a 1 gigabyte patch, so they only made a few select bugs fixes, but that didn't fix all the bugs. So I would suspect that there are more stuff coming for Pokemon. Now we get to some pretty cool stuff. Starting with Destructoid, Hideo Kojima did tease or continue to tease about his announcement. So he's going to be at the Game Awards, of course, but he did put up in a tweet yesterday, start a new journey with this company logos. So we'll be keeping an eye on it, definitely, especially when it comes to next week, when it comes to the Game Awards. Now, we go to another Destructoid account, and they are saying that Neon White is coming to PlayStation consoles this month. In fact, Neon White said this on Twitter. Neon White is coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 December 13th. So a little under 2 weeks away. But not just that. EA Games and 505 did tease an announcement for the Game Awards. Okay, so we got more Game Awards news. There's going to be more like this coming up. In fact, 505 Games said to Jeff Keighley from 505 Games and Epic Games, subject, lost and found item. Hi, Jeff. Your number one fan has left something in reception. Want to come and collect it? Thank you. Yes, they did post a video. And they did tease something about a shooter. Just saying. Now, maybe we can get you some money back because we know that Stadia has been giving refunds to the games. Now they're starting to give some refunds through hardware purchases. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And yes, you heard me correctly. Now, they're still trying to get all these refunds done by January the 18th, 2023. So a little over a month. So now that this is starting to go down, yeah, it's very sad time for them, but still, they're trying to get you guys your money back. All right, we got more Game Awards stuff. In fact, this isn't about the Game Awards. This is about the Summer Game Festival. Summer Game Festival. So this is comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and Jeff Keighley did give a bit of an announcement for the festival that will go on in early 2023 for ticket sales, that is, because the live air showcase will be on the 8th of June. So this really puts it in the time of E3, which I believe is more about the late summer. We shall see when E3 shows up. We will end today with two articles talking about the same game. So we're going to start with BlueNews.com, and they said that Battlefield 2042 has a free weekend starting today and will end on Monday. So here's the statement from them. To play in December and see what's new. Great content season 3. Escalation brings to the table. Also fight over 15 maps, including 4 reworked battlefields from Battlefield 2042. Find your playstyle with over 100 weapons and gadgets and pilot over 40 powerful vehicles. Pick your favorite out of 13 specialists and make the most of their traits and specialties across 6 game modes. Want to change the rules of war? Explore the battlefield portal builder and use our tools with your rules. Oh, and there's login rewards waiting for those joining the free access period, as well as Battlefield 2042 owners. So yes, it's a free weekend, but they're also teasing season 4. IGN does report that season 4 will launch in early 2023. They also had some screenshots along with this. Now, what could be in season 4? Well, that's something that we do not know as of yet, but that would be announced probably a little bit later. So we shall see about that. Now, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, and we will start getting, we're going to start getting ready for the end of the year stuff because, hey, look, it's December now and we only got about 2, maybe 3 live recordings this month. Yeah, something like that. So go check us out, twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. I am going to go to a concert tonight for my birthday. Then maybe I'll go get some games on. You should too. We'll see you Saturday.